Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by my friend and incredible food creator, Chef Amber Cottle, to talk about the sensual sides of food, from cooking to eating, with a few ideas to use on Valentine's Day or all year round. Topics include how food can be truly healing for the mind, body, and soul. Seeing the sensual side of eating, especially since so many foods look like penises and vulvas. Think about it. Power to the pussy. Why body acceptance from your head to your toes and everything in between helps you in and out of the bedroom. And if you're cooking for a hot date, what foods are a hell yes and what foods are a definite no-no. All this and more. Thanks for listening. Let me tell you about Lioness, the world's most advanced rabbit vibrator and the first sex toy that somehow gives you more information than even I can offer, you know, without actually being inside your brain. Lioness uses built-in sensors and an intuitive mobile app to let you actually visualize your arousal and orgasms. So what does that mean? You just use Lioness like any other vibrator, and then you just check the results on your phone. So pretty soon what happens is you're going to understand how your body responds, how you orgasm, and then you can make every climax much stronger and even more enjoyable. How cool is that? Of course, Lioness isn't just about the tech, it's also a killer vibrator. It's made from medical-grade silicone, has the strongest, quietest motor of its size. Lioness was designed by a woman-led team that spent years and years. I've been hearing about it for years and years, so I know it's been years. They spent years developing it just so you can have better orgasms. To learn more about Lioness and your orgasms, head over to sexwithemily.com/lioness. That's sexwithemily.com/LIONESS today.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. All social media, we are Sex with Emily across the board. Intentions with Emily. Okay, guys, for each show, join me in setting an intention. What was it about this show that drew you to it? Like maybe you think, oh God, you know, I actually want to have a sexy Valentine's Day and I want to find some foods that I can cook that I can make that are easy, sensy, and sexual. Or maybe you're just trying to be healthier and you want to do it without all the distractions and without it being difficult. This show is going to help you because when we feel healthier, we feel sexier. My intention is to give you ideas to make food less of a hassle and more enjoyable and definitely sexier and let you know how that could help you in the bedroom as well. Okay, enjoy the show. I am so excited to welcome my guest, Amber Cottle. She's a chef based in Los Angeles. I like to call her Chef Amber. You can call her Chef Amber as well.
Yes.
Chef Amber LA.
Chef Amber LA.
You can find her on Instagram and Twitter. And she is an incredible woman. We've got to know each other in the last year or so. And Amber, I've never met anybody as passionate about food and and that you care so much and you put so much love into the work that you do and the food you do. And she has an amazing restaurant in Hermosa Beach.
Thank you.
The Source Cafe. I have not been there.
Oh,
but I heard
God.
That it's like, it's just like you.
Yes.
It's like sexy vibes, delicious, nourishing food, and you feel so much better, sexier, and healthier when you leave.
And I've cooked for you lots, so that's just a
flavor. Okay, so this is who Amber is. She actually, we had recently met, but you brought the dessert to my birthday party.
Yes, I brought some adaptogen sexy balls, basically.
She brought the sexiest balls to my birthday.
Yeah.
And they were delicious and healthy. And literally, they were the leftovers that I kept eating. I was like, we gotta hide these. They were great. And then she made a meal for me recently. And you just, the way you move through the world is just how you are with your business and your food. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Chef
Thanks
Amber,
for having me.
Of course. So we were going to talk about just some sexy things that we could do. I mean, starting out really about, well, let's first off, we're going to get a little Valentine's Day recipes, yeah. But really these are just things that people can do that are sexy.
Exactly.
And that food essential, but your like philosophy about food. Can we just talk about your philosophy? Because I think you comment from a very unique place.
Yeah. So I believe that what we put in our bodies matters right now. And I'm so passionate about inspiring people to nourish their bodies with amazing, beautiful, organic food. And I think that one of my philosophies is slowing down and really honoring the act of eating and what we put in our bodies. And I feel like when I'm feeling my bodies, that when I'm feeling my body with amazing food, that I feel strong, beautiful, and sexy and healthy. And then it's just a mind-body-soul connection. Everything I make with intention. Like you said, I put so much love into my food, but you feel it. It feels so good. So I love talking about also, I want to change the stigma around the word healthy when it comes to food, because I think that healthy, Emily, sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to be deprived and I have to go on a diet and it's going to be boring, or it's steamed tofu and broccoli. And it's like, screw that. No, you can make beautiful, sexy food. And I believe that sexy is the new healthy. And I love telling people that, like, if your food doesn't taste as good as sex, you're eating the wrong food.
Absolutely.
And I would have thrown in, I don't know if we're allowed to cuss on here.
Yes,
so, okay,
cuss.
Then you're eating the wrong fucking food. I mean, you are.
It's
and
true.
So think about when I cooked you dinner a couple weeks ago and we sat down and the moaning at the table was
we were
just,
all moaning.
Everybody was like, oh my God. And like the saltiness and the sweetness and just the act of eating slow, right? And actually honoring and looking at the food. I mean, it feels so good. And then it just, I don't know, it feels so good.
You know that it's you exactly. And the way your presentation, and then we sat there and you're right. It was the salty and the sweet and the freshness.
Yes.
And just knowing you too, that you had made it and you're, oh my God, Amber, it really is a gift. So, but okay. It is difficult, though, in my brain, because I am not a chef.
Yeah.
I am nowhere near a chef. And being healthy for me sometimes can be a struggle. So how do we make healthy not a struggle?
So stressful.
Yeah, but
it is so stressful. It is. And I know you're so busy. And I feel like for me, I mean, we could do a podcast. We could do a whole show on
we
this.
Will.
But, you know, setting yourself up for success. Where's my mind? I'm here with Sex with Emily. So it's like, there's
it
my mind. It happens. Setting your day up the night before for the next day, whether that means I'm going to Erewhon and I'm grabbing breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or whether that means I'm ordering something. Have a plan, or else one, you're not going to eat all day, or you're going to just start shoving stuff into your hole unconsciously,
right,
mindlessly. And that's where we get ourselves in trouble. And then you're depleted and tired and bloated and cranky. I mean, at least that's how I am. So for me, I plan my meals the next day. Even as a chef, I'm around food all day. I'm the opposite. I have food all over the place. So for me, I'm like mindlessly snacking all day. And then I feel like crap at the end of the day. So for me, planning, it takes so much willingness, so much effort, but it's like the biggest act of self-love that I do for myself. I find like in our own industries, we don't like take care of ourselves. So people are like, oh, you probably like sit around and cook all day at your house, and your refrigerator at your house is like so full. If you come over to my house, it's completely empty, right?
Because you're around food all day.
I'm around food all day. So I just have to plan
so
it.
Sense.
So if you have a meal delivery service, like that's a 2020 goal for me at the end of this year for Source Cafe, we're going to do it. But if you have
Source Cafe in Hermosa Beach, everyone should check that out.
Yeah.
And everything about Chef Amber, you could also find in the show notes at sexwithemily.com. That's where everything is. You just look at the toolbar. It says notes, and then there you go. And then you find it. Everything. Click through and check out her restaurant and all of her beautiful recipes. So what about cooking? What about in a relationship? A sex, anything. It doesn't have to be like a relationship. But how do we cook foods that are like sexy? Let's say for Valentine's Day, that maybe that's not too challenging.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just talk about
sexy
the act
foods.
Of sensual eating, right? So take the papaya. Mm. I mean, if you slice that open, it looks like a vulva. It's beautiful. So you could just have that on a platter for your lover and just scoop out the inside of the papaya. Just the act of eating the papaya is essential. It's sensual, which could turn into sexy. Also, look at the artichoke. So artichokes are known for their aphrodisiac qualities.
Oh.
So steamed artichoke dipped in some really creamy coconut butter or ghee. But think about the act of like stripping the flesh from the leaves with your teeth, Emily. That is sensual.
That
like,
is so
just,
hot. You're right.
It's hot. Scraping your teeth. You're eating the flesh. That is sensual. Oysters, of course, oysters are known for their aphrodisiac qualities because did you know that they can change from male to female and back? Therefore, they can understand feminine and masculine and experience the love of feminine masculine. I know, crazy, right?
Really?
And so, and they're slippery and they're salty and like they're sensual just to look at. And when that flesh hits your mouth and slides down your throat, it's very sensual.
About all the fleshy
so those are like fun. I mean, those are every day, like steamed artichoke, right? Oysters, avocados. The Mayans and Aztecs believe that they increase sexual desirability and also helps with erectile dysfunction. So avocados and they're a great brain food. But so, I mean, gosh, I mean, just start with something.
Forget Viagra, right?
Right.
Just eat a lot of avocado.
Eat a lot of avocado.
Throw away your Viagra. But
asparagus,
wouldn't that be amazing?
Like, asparagus is another favorite dish that I make. Like, I know everybody's like, oh, it makes my pee stink, but it's so cleansing. It's a diuretic. It's amazing. But it also helps with erectile dysfunction. That's what they say.
Think
of the shape of the asparagus, the tip. I mean, it's pretty phallic.
Everything's like, there's so many phallic foods, and then there's a lot of foods that look like vulvas.
Exactly. And so take the asparagus, dip it in some raw cashew cheese. I'll give the viewers, the listeners a recipe, and dip that asparagus in the cashew cream. Very easy to make. Serve that with some oysters. You've got a steamed artichoke. I mean, have some avocado, and then I'm going to give you an amazing chocolate avocado mousse, which I make daily. I mean, it's very easy. Throw it in the blender. It's avocado, raw cacao, maca, which, hey, maca is the root for libido. Serve that with some berries, which berries are the symbol for love. It's Valentine's
Day.
Yes. Right? Strawberries. Okay. And then the papaya, like there's your meal, right? And that doesn't just have to be on Valentine's Day. So I think that slowing down.
That is our meal.
Right?
That's my meal tonight.
Aren't you hungry?
You knew we would get so hungry with you here.
I know.
But I think it's true. I mean, we have to like, because it also like learning to like cook together, share a meal and for ourselves, because we just forgot the art of cooking. Like we forgot the art of cooking. And it is self-love.
And it's nourishment.
It
and
is.
Love.
It
yes.
is. Now, what about though other like aphrodisiacs? Like, do you ever, or things, we talked a little bit about that, but even in your restaurant or cooking for people, are there certain like meals in particular besides like that are particularly sexy? Like we were talking about earlier, like, have you ever been on a date with someone that was like, they weren't eating sexy or they were like,
oh my gosh,
hunched over their plate or shoveling food in or stabbing their steak with a fork?
Yeah. I love seafood. I think sushi and like raw bars are really sexy and sensual. That's like a favorite date for me. Also, it doesn't cause any bloating or gassiness. So if there's sexy time afterwards, you don't want to go to and have a big plate of beans and Mexican food is not like sexy food for me.
I mean, always say that.
The sour cream and the beans and like the corn. I mean, it's like it leads to a lot of indigestion and bloating and gas and the garlic and the onion. So I think I love sushi. I think sushi are the hottest dates.
Same.
I think they're so hot.
I love
sushi
dates.
Then you get
dates.
Into the uni and like just, and everything's just so sensual.
It is. You know? You're right. You're absolutely, and you're like closer to each other and you can like even like feed each other.
But like cooking together in the kitchen and I don't know, making a bunch of fresh roasted vegetables with nut cream sounds bad, but cheese creams and stuff is like my favorite.
Wow, Amber. Yeah. I'm just like really, really hungry right now.
I know.
What should we avoid though? Because people always want to know what foods do we have to avoid?
I would avoid onion and garlic just because they're so, pungent for breath. And also, the beans and any type of lentils, beans, if they haven't been prepared right, if they haven't been soaked overnight to remove some of phytic acid, which can help, that actually will cause bloating and stuff. But if you eat the wrong beans, stay away from beans, legumes, before a hot night. Yeah. I mean, rice is a much better option if you want some carbs.
There's so much. Yeah. Okay. This is
good. And cruciferous veggies. So cruciferous veggies for a lot of people, the cauliflowers, broccoli family.
Yeah. Jamie was going to make broccoli the other night. We were like, she had a date and we're like, no.
It's not as sexy. I know a lot of, and also sunchoke. So sunchoke actually in the culinary business, we call them gas chokes. They're full of inulin, so much fiber, and certain people can have a major reaction. So like if I'm cooking for like a big party or a sex, like there's no way I'm cooking sunchokes and cruciferous veggies because somebody's going to be walking around like complaining about the gas.
This is such good information. Yeah. Amber, how did you get into this? How did you get to be this human that is making all this beautiful food?
From my health journey, Emily, I had a health crash probably 8 years ago and inspired me to get out of the crazy restaurant, 80-hour-a-week restaurant chef. And I was is eating too much sugar and exercising too much and partying too much, the whole thing. And I crashed and I opened up Source Cafe because I wanted a safe place that I could eat and that my family and friends could eat. And so 7 years later, and then honestly, my creativity comes from what I can't eat. So I have like some adrenal fatigue stuff and I have some hormone stuff. So it's like, if I can take maca and ashwagandha and avocado and I feel so strong, that's, it's inspires me and pushes me a chef daily. And that's where my creative recipes come from. I mean, if I could eat whatever I wanted, if I had like a normal body, whatever that means, I don't know how creative I would be.
Well, isn't it true that from our greatest challenges comes like our creativity?
And there it is, in the gold and the light. Yeah.
It's where all the light shines. It's where the things that we struggle through.
Yeah, I'm writing a cookbook and I want to write another book about my whole like relationship with food and that. So,
let's talk about your relationship with your food and how it's impacted your relationship with your body and how you've shifted that. Because I'm talking to Chef Amber. Chef Amber LA, you can find her on Instagram and Twitter. Maybe people need help with their Valentine's Day meal plan.
Yeah.
Because even if you're not, they don't have to be like, they don't might not want to eat cacao or they don't, any kind of meal, any place.
Yeah.
That would be sexy. Amber can help you whip it together. She's going to help all of us here.
Yeah.
So body and food.
Body and food. We could do hours on this one.
I know. Oh my God. But I guess how about like sexually how you have felt since you've gotten, I know you hate the word healthy.
Yeah, that's okay, but that's good.
But since you've changed the way you eat.
Yeah.
And I know you've done a lot of inside out, from inside out, but how do you think it's impacted how you are sexually now as how you were 10 years ago?
Okay. Well, I would say, first of all, when we nourish our bodies, and I've been nourishing my body with the right food, healthy food for sure, I feel more energized. I sleep better. I feel stronger. I feel healthier. I feel sexier. My light, my chi is brighter. You know, if I'm walking around with this voice in my head, I feel fat. I shouldn't eat that. There's too many calories. Even if it comes to broccoli and an apple, energetically, that energetic weight is heavy. I feel dark. And now it's like I can eat what I want mindfully. I sit down. I honor, even if it's a brownie. I always say this to people, like have an apple and a brownie, and I have an apple and I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't eat it. It has too much sugar. Like how many calories? That's going to energetically make me feel heavy versus that brownie. Like sit down and eat the brownie. Like I'm going to honor this brownie. I love this. My body wants this raw cacao right now. It's going to make me feel amazing. And honestly, when I fluctuate in weight, I can be a little bit heavier and people say, oh my God, you look so good. You look like you've lost weight. And I haven't lost weight. Like I've lost maybe that energetic heaviness and feel so much more embodied and sent. I do. I feel sexier, sensual, confident, and letting go of those voices and that judgment that we have.
Yeah. What's your trick for letting go of those voices? We've been talking about that a lot. How do you let go of those?
So for me, Amber? Emily, I started this practice I've been sharing on Instagram. It's a mirror practice.
Okay.
And it's best to do naked. But some people, when I say it, terrifies them. And you look straight in the mirror in your eyes, make eye contact and just start. I love you. I love your butt. I love your boobs. You're so gorgeous. Some people can't get that far. So maybe you just start to say some affirmations or stuff you're grateful for. And naked is the best, especially if you're having a loud voice day, it's even better. Like I still have them and I get straight in the mirror and I'm like, look at this gorgeous body that works 24/7 for you every day. And if I'm driving down the road or something's crazy and I start to feel that voice come in, I shift it and try to change it to something positive. An opposite thought. It's hard. I mean, I'm human and it's once you're in that low, it's hard to like climb to the top, but
right. Yeah. No, I found that too, that looking in your body and looking in the mirror, because so many of us are afraid to even, you know, look in the mirror naked. Oh, yeah. We talk about looking at your vulva.
Oh, look at your vulva. Like there's,
you've done some vulva gazing, right?
Tons of vulva gazing. Thanks to our good friend Dolly.
Our friend Dolly. We
sexological
love Dolly.
Body work. Like so much.
We gotta take a look. So it's so true. Looking in the mirror, because we get a lot of calls, you know, from women, but I think men could benefit from this as well. And it's like, if you hate your body, there is something to be said for like looking at yourself in the mirror, dancing around, like being naked. But even if you can't find the positive thing, sometimes it's like,
it's so hard.
But I'm not going to say I love my butt if I hate my butt. What I found also helps is finding something that you do love or kind of neutralizing it.
Yeah.
Like if it's like all hate, you could be like, but it helps me walk to work.
Right.
Or like,
I have a strong body that I can take care of my kids. I just birthed two children.
Yeah, like, I birthed the children. Right. I built the humans out of my vagina.
Exactly.
How could I be mad at this body?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's so powerful. And I think that, I mean, we're all so damn hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We are. We truly are. But it's like, you know, I feel like it is, the more we can just stop the thoughts, recognize the thoughts. I love when you talk about like being in the car. Like that's when a lot of the thoughts can happen and just kind of shifting it. I like to also focus on the senses, things that I'm feeling in the moment, what I'm hearing, what I'm tasting, what I'm smelling.
No, that's good.
I just
good.
Wish I was tasting feed one on, of your balls
oh
right
my
now.
God. And I have to
your
say.
Your cacao balls.
I have to say.
I love those balls.
I know. They're so good. When we're in our shit and in our head, for me, it's not about my body. It's not about how big my ass is. It's really not about the food. It's something deeper and it's a good whack on the head that I need to go inward and really look at really what's, what's really bothering me? Why am I like attacking my ass today? It's not about my butt.
Right. So
it's really something inward, right? I'm just trying to shove that under the carpet with all these other self-sabotaging
thoughts.
Well, the
thoughts, because there'll always be more thoughts that are going to distract you.
So,
there's always going to be more that comes in.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break and we come back more with Chef Amber. Look, my purpose on the planet is to give you all the knowledge to help you have better sex. But I gotta tell you, if you're stressed out, you might not be seeing the results you want. See, the deal is the stress in our bodies can keep us from having amazing sex. Now, I do have tips for this as well. And one of them is Foria Awaken, which I've been talking about for a while. See, Foria is a pioneer in using CBD for sexual wellness. And Awaken is their perfect way to help get rid of all that stress you're carrying around. Awaken is an all-natural oil with CBD extract that you massage into your clitoris, vulva, and vagina to help with relaxation and arousal in more ways than one. First, because you apply Awaken about 15 to 30 minutes before sex or masturbation, you can turn this into a pampering ritual that helps you start to unwind. It smells great and just feels nice and calming once you start to rub it in. Next, Awaken's ingredients start to take effect, which can totally lead to enhanced sexual sensation, better lubrication, more orgasms. I mean, you get it. Besides CBD, Awaken contains coconut oil and kava kava extract. There's no THC, so there's no high. Foria only uses CBD extract organically grown in the USA and independently tested to be free of all synthetics, toxins, and anything else you wouldn't want to put in your vagina. And it's 100% edible, vegan, and gluten-free. So check it out, learn more, try it for yourself. Trust me, you're going to love it. Go to sexwithemily.com/awaken. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/AWAKEN. It's time to make this a Valentine's Day that you and your partner will never forget. And my friends at Adam and Eve make that easier than ever. AdamandEve.com has all the sexiest couple toys and playthings you can imagine. But can you imagine getting one for half the price? Too bad that can't happen. I'm kidding. Of course, I've got a code for that. This V-Day, you can save 50% off almost any one of those products and get your entire order shipped for free. Just go to adamandeve.com, use code Emily at checkout. That's AdamandEve.com. Use code Emily. I am so excited to let you know you can now hear Sex with Emily live 5 days a week on SiriusXM Radio. You'll find me in Stars, channel 109, Monday through Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But don't worry, the podcast is staying right here. My brand new radio show will have everything you love about Sex with Emily and more, because every day I'll be interviewing guests, sharing the latest news, and my favorite part, taking your calls live on the air 2 hours every weekday. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you already know how great it is. If you never tried it, get a free trial for 30 days. Just go to sexwithemily.com/SXM. That's sexwithemily.com/SXM today to try SiriusXM for yourself. See you there. Amber Caudill. You can find her at Chef Amber LA on Instagram and Twitter. I love that you're here. She owns the Source Cafe by the beach in Hermosa.
Yes.
Sounds like such a lovely place, the beach. You get to see the beach and be at the beach.
And Manhattan Beach, we're in the middle of opening up our second. So,
when's that gonna open?
End of March.
Oh my God, that's so soon.
And I will have wine and beer. Right now, I don't have wine and beer. So I will have organic and biodynamic wine, kombucha, sexy mocktails. Mocktails are really hot right now.
What's a mocktail?
A mocktail is a non-alcoholic.
Okay.
So it looks like a cocktail, but it's beautiful. And we're going to fuse a lot of adaptogens. So I'm actually one of my favorite drinks because I'm not drinking right now. So I'll do kombucha with a little coconut water and maybe whisk in a little maca or ashwagandha and like top it with sparkling water and a mint leaf. I mean, hello, it's amazing.
People don't even know, everyone know what all of that is, but I've heard all those things are good.
Adaptogens.
Adaptogens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what about feeding your partner? What are some foods? Okay, so we've been talking a lot, Amber, about people feeding, doing a sexy night at home mm-hmm. with a blindfold.
Yeah.
Have you ever fed sexy foods? Because we want people to have killer dates this year.
Yes.
Or do something different in the bedroom.
Ooh,
what could
I
they whip
that.
Up that would be easy,
you know,
and fun and sexy?
Okay, so with the blindfold and stuff, it's so fun. A lot of different like creams and stuff. So for instance, like the avocado chocolate mousse, I'm telling you, it's not complicated. It's very easy, but to tease that on the end of a strawberry or let your partner smell it first, because it's, you're going to get
the senses.
It's really fun. I like to do like 3 or 4 different like kind of cups. You could have some like mashed berries for like a fast jam. And then you could have your avocado mousse. I also do just like a cashew cream, which is, these sound complicated, but they're very easy.
How do you make a cashew cream? So, can you just whip up cashews?
You just literally blend up cashews with a little bit of water. If you want to make it sweet, put some maple in it. If you want to make it savory, put a little bit of salt and lemon. Like, one of them can go with the asparagus. You can dip the asparagus. That's really easy to feed. But, you know,
so healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy. And none of these will bloat you out. So I always have to think about that too.
And chocolate's good too.
And chocolate's dark amazing chocolate. Because it's actually calming, but also energizing, and it helps us adapt to outside stressors, and it releases the happy hormone.
Yeah. How does all this food help with stress? We're all so goddamn stressed out. How does the food you eat impact your stress?
Yeah. So I think that the way we eat impacts our stress. So if we're running around and standing and driving like me, I'm very guilty. I mean, my nervous system is not digesting that food. I'm completely stressed when I eat it. Or if I'm on a hard email and eating, not great. And also processed food. I mean, processed food, we can't digest it. It stresses the body. It has a lot of inflammation. So
anything that comes prepackaged.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless you're at like Erewhon.
Because they love like, Erewhon.
Right. The addictive. Yeah. Or my cafe, everything. A lot of, you know,
at your cafe, the Source Cafe.
Prepackaged. But yes, the processed GMO stuff. Yeah. Be careful. Be
it
careful.
Really is.
It will stress your body.
Well, the thing is, if we are unhealthy in our bodies, we are eating too much, we're drinking too much, we're smoking, we're not eating. You know, because listen, we're not all going to be, sometimes we'll eat a processed food. It's
of
not
course,
a processed
course.
Food. Yeah. Processed foods. But really, it's about, you know, this consciousness around that, what we're putting in our bodies and exercise and food, we're going to feel better. We're going to feel
yes.
sexier. We're going to want, you know,
you're going to want, if you're fueling your body with awesome, amazing food, you're going to want to go to the gym. You're going to want to go for that walk or do something else better for yourself. If I have a weekend where I didn't plan my food and I'm eating mindlessly, I'm going to feel fatigued, bloated. Now here comes the voices. Oh, I ate too much. And then there goes my light. I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to take a walk, or I'm going to the gym right. for the wrong reason. I'm not going because I want to feel strong. I'm going to the gym because, oh, I've got to lose those pounds. And there goes the voice again. You know,
how long does it take to shift that? Because people who have never eaten healthy or they've never started. But I just think the fact that you've gone from that place to being like, a lot of people can recognize that. I mean, I've been in those
journey.
Eating. It is a journey.
It's a daily journey for me. It's a daily journey. It's just, it's being so mindful and just striving for that alignment and that balance, like every single day.
Where do you feel like you are the most mindful?
Oh, wow.
And how have you learned to be more mindful?
Yeah. So one thing that I try to do is when I'm washing the dishes, I wash the dishes. When I'm brushing my teeth, I brush my teeth. Those acts, I stopped multitasking as much. Now I'm still a guilty multitasker. But my morning routine has helped me be the most mindful. I have a very, very non-negotiable, intense, sacred morning routine.
What is that?
And I practice transcendental meditation. So, and I just got my advanced training. So now it's about 30-ish minutes. And then I dry brush, and I've done some jade egg practice in the morning, some yoni jade egg.
Okay.
I'll oil pull. I do some Tai Chi chanting. I mean, it's intense, but
how long is it?
You know, right now I'm working with a coach. He's like, try to just keep it under an hour, chef. Like, it gets a little compulsive.
Chef.
Yeah, it's like, please, like, just an hour, right? Or my business partner's like, how long was your morning routine? Like, an hour's good for me. And if you're out there listening, you're like, oh God, that sounds intense. I don't meditate. Just start with 5 minutes. But
or a minute.
Or
even.
A
That's
minute.
Helped me some days.
Just a minute.
Or just even brushing my teeth using the 2-minute timer.
Yes.
And being mindful that entire
See?
Time. That helps.
Beautiful.
Because I like, I don't want, and then it gets me into the mind.
It
I'm
does.
Just brushing my teeth. I'm just brushing my teeth, because otherwise you're going off on all the thoughts all day.
And that's where I'm the most mindful. And when I'm cooking, when I'm creating, I'm just in my zone, in my flow, I'm in the kitchen. It just something takes over me and I just start creating. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the jade eggs? Tell me, I've never done the full, we're talking about the eggs that you put into your vagina.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Kegel balls too, but they awaken your energy. You tell me what they've done.
Yeah. I mean, I am starting back on my practice again and it really helps me feel embodied, get connected to my womb, that chakra, to my pussy, like really get connected. I used to do it a lot. It just builds so much confidence.
How did it build confidence?
Oh, I think being able for a while, I would kind of lose connection with my pussy and that center, and helping me breathe through and just remembering, like asking her and like connecting with her in the morning and having the jade egg. I know there's just something empowering about feeling embodied. I mean, when I feel embodied and really embodied and confident, I mean, I can conquer anything. And then my creativity is like through the roof.
When you actually do all the things in your practice or just wake up your
vagina. Yeah. Yeah. And then
vagina,
I'm loving
people
my
in our world say, like our sex educator.
Here, say pussy.
I don't even say pussy that much.
Okay.
I mean, I like when you say pussy. It awakens everybody in the room.
Okay.
Everybody driving is like pussy.
Pussy.
But I mean, really, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Brian kind of got a little nervous.
Oh no, okay. Where's Brian?
No, it's good. We're like national. It's fine. It is.
Okay, okay.
Power to the pussy.
Power to the pussy, yeah. And I have my Crave necklace on.
Oh.
So
how is the Vesper necklace?
I love it. So mine, I chose I Come First because for me, I feel like it's okay. It's finally taken me forever to realize it's okay to put myself first. I'm allowed to be self-absorbed and self-centered and selfish and have boundaries and put my needs first. And not just in the bedroom, in life, boundaries, saying no. Like, no, I can put myself first because if I honor myself, then I'm going to be able to show up in the world, be of service and take care of others.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to, yeah.
So when you're with a partner in the past, maybe you would not have, you've been more about their orgasm than your own?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The pleaser, the giver. And that's why sexological body work opened my eyes to that and just different work. Yeah. To
it
help
really
realize.
Did, right?
To learn so much.
To be able to ask for what you want.
And to receive and ask. And like, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And pleasure's our birthright.
Pleasure is our birthright. I love it. And I love that you have it out, I Come First. We're talking about our necklace. We haven't talked about it in a little bit. Their vibrator necklace that you can get sexwithemily.com/Vesper or go to our site. It has you can get I Come First, meditate, masturbate, manifest, or turn me on.
Yeah, I love it. I'm giving one to one of our dear friends tonight. Yeah, she's going to be so excited.
I love it. Say happy birthday to her. Oh, Amber. Okay. I have to ask you. Okay. Well, first of all, Amber, everyone can find you at Chef Amber.
Yes.
ChefAmber.com.
Yes.
Chef Amber LA.
Yes.
Instagram and Twitter. And check out the Source Cafe in Hermosa. I have to ask you the 5 questions we ask all of our guests.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Your biggest turn on.
Ooh, I like when somebody breathes on the back of my neck.
Biggest turn off.
Smacking food.
What makes good sex?
Connection, eye contact.
Something you would tell your younger self about sex and relationships.
Slow down. You do not have to rush. And really just know that you are worth it and you can honor yourself. Honor yourself and you are worth it. That's it.
Number 1 sex tip.
Ooh. It comes to me not rushing and really getting into your body.
I love it.
Like, don't skip on foreplay.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you, Chef Amber, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. I love you.
If you're on hold, I love you too, honey. All right, guys. Business with Emily. Find me on SiriusXM Radio. It is Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Stars 109. Get a free 30-day trial, sexwithemily.com/SXM. But hey, even if you don't have Sirius, call in, get your questions answered at that time, 888-947-8277. Also, if you like the show, well, rate us, review us, 5 stars, we love, wherever you're listening, whatever platform you're listening on, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, hey, leave us a comment there, it helps, we appreciate you. And thanks to my awesome team, we love you, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Brian, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So I don't know, you have to listen to my show for a total of 5 minutes maybe before you hear something about the Womanizer. I mean, all their products are amazing, so I always share about them. But just when you think they might be at the end of their innovation rope, they're not, because they shocked me again with the new Womanizer Duo. Okay, I've long called the Womanizer the clit whisperer, and now those whispers are carrying over to the G-spot. What? The Womanizer Duo uses the same pleasure air technology to indirectly stimulate the clitoris, but with an internal vibe, curved for internal stimulation to get the best of both worlds. Okay, let that sink in for a minute. Pleasure air technology and internal stimulation in one toy. And you can have one turned on, one off, or have both on, and select from the 12 intensity settings on either motor. Totally customizable. Plus, it still offers that same smart silent technology as the Womanizer Premium. You know, in case you have roommates, kids, visiting in-laws, randomly barging through your door that you could have sworn you locked. I hate when that happens. It's also totally waterproof, so you can use it in the bath or the shower. Simple. This thing is insane. To check out the Womanizer Duo for yourself, go to sexwithemily.com/womanizer. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/womanizer today.